Welcome back to Black Girl from Brick City. It's your girl Ace with a Y, and I'm super, super excited to be speaking with you today. Listen, I hope you had an amazing week. I hope you had an amazing weekend. This weekend, what did I do? Oh my goodness. This weekend, my cousin got married, and it was so beautiful. It was an outdoor wedding, and I just love going to weddings because it just shows that even in this world where we are surrounded by temptation and temporary lust and temporary situationships, that people are still finding each other and declaring their lives to each other and wanting to spend the rest of their life with each other. I think it's just the most beautiful thing. Shout out to everyone who is married. Marriage is beautiful. Marriage is of God. And there is such a war on marriages right now because there is nothing like waking up to your partner and praying on certain things and pulling those things down from heaven. The devil's mad. He doesn't want to see unity. And that's why you see a lot of promiscuity highlighted in the social media realm. And you just see a lot of people attacking marriages. It's because marriage is so powerful. It's such a blessing. And I'm just waiting for that day because I'm going to be somebody's wife. I already know. So why not just wait and make sure it's the right person, right? With that being said, I have a topic for this week that was heavy on my heart because I had recently come across this video on TikTok. I love TikTok now. Instagram, y'all all right. But TikTok, I've learned so much from other people's experiences. And there was a young girl who apparently was TikTok famous. And she found herself into this church or this ministry where they made her or encouraged her to isolate herself from her family, isolate herself from her social media account, which was actually her main stream of income, and to funnel her income into their ministry. And the girl is seen in this video basically declaring herself to this church and how God was speaking to her through these people, through these apostles. And it was just, y'all, it was just so triggering, right? Because I found myself in that same type of ministry. And what I didn't realize, and a lot of people tried to tell me this, but it was a cult, right? And I'll speak about that on another episode. I'm really not even comfortable bringing that story up yet because I still am in shock. Me and my cousin actually went through it. I'm still in shock as to what happened. But one key thing that pulled me into this young girl's story is that they said they told her to isolate herself from her family. And when I was a part of this certain ministry, everybody in the ministry, it seemed as if they were isolated from their family, or they were only allowed to consider people to be family if they were in that certain ministry. Like, it was totally out of order, and I cannot believe I went through that. But this encouraged me to make this podcast episode because I'm not gonna speak about my cult experience yet. Because these people are still active and they're very much a gang. Like, if they find my video speaking about them, calling them a cult, I'm pretty sure the whole church will be under my, the whole ministry will be under my page. Like, devil is a liar, da, 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 and I don't have time for that. But I will speak on my story. I'm not scared of nobody, no man, all right? I have no spirit of fear, but not right now. But what I was encouraged to share was a lot of people just want God so bad. A lot of people just want an experience from God so bad that they would follow people, carnal man, into all these dangerous situations and these manipulative situations just to get a touch or just to get a feel from God. And it's not necessarily their fault. You know, they're allowing their hunger to mislead them. But you see this a lot of the times from either hurt believers, people who were strong in their faith but were hurt by a church or a group of people. They become more vulnerable to the next church that they visit, right? Or you see this in a lot of people who never met God before, and this was their first encounter. Maybe they went to a church and felt the Holy Spirit, and now they've attached that feeling to that certain church, right? So a lot of the people are just like, how do I find God? How do I get close to God? Is it by me watching all of these influencers on YouTube? Is it by me visiting the best of the best churches? We're looking everywhere, but where we should be, which is the source, which is the word, right? Now, I'm going to share my testimony really briefly as to my journey about getting closer to God. I was one of those who I associated the Holy Spirit to the church. So if I wasn't in church, I felt like I didn't carry the Holy Spirit. If I wasn't getting hands laid on me and prayed for in church, I felt as though I couldn't feel God. I didn't hear from God, right? The only person I could hear from God was my pastor. And if my pastor didn't say anything to me, or if the word didn't apply to me, well, I just don't have a word for that week. And that's when it hit me. When I started seeing a pattern of me dependent, almost being dependent on church or a pastor, after being let down so many times from leaders in the church that I looked up to and, you know, certain people that I really held at such a high regard. And woe on me for even doing that, because at the end of the day, just because somebody has taken on the calling of God, whether that be a minister, an evangelist, a bishop, a pastor, we should never hold them at the same regard or even close to where we hold God. They are still human, right? So anyway, you get disappointed by humans, right? I would find myself reverting or backsliding from reading my word, praying, all because somebody hurt my feelings or somebody betrayed me. And that's when God started to speak to me directly and said, "Do you know me for yourself? Do you know me outside of the services that you attend? Do you know me outside of the prayers that you ask to be prayed for you? Do you know me for yourself?" And I had to really sit and say, "God, well, no." Like, you know, we would hear in church when the word spoke about something, then I knew about that something, right? When the word told us the story about Joseph, then I would hear about Joseph. Never did it occur to me to read my word. Y'all, we have to be mindful that everybody who is a Christian doesn't really know how to get close to God. They're associating their faith with that church or with that leader. So I was one of those Christians. I was one of those Christians that I was even on the praise team. But did I know God for myself? No. And God started to reveal to me, like, hey, it doesn't matter if this person hurts your feelings. That person is not your God, right? And I remember when he said that, I was like, ooh. So I was like, sure, what should I do? He said, get to know me for yourself. So I'm going to talk about my experience in this episode, and it may be a little long, but I know because God already told me that this is going to help somebody. And another thing, before I even get into this, oh my goodness, thank you, Jesus. Before I even get into this, I had a young man tell me that he was afraid to read his word and to really start, you know, going to church because he didn't want God to look at him as if he wasn't serious, because he didn't have the qualities that he wanted to have yet before he gave himself to faith. And I'm here to tell you that God is waiting for you right now. He doesn't want you to have it all together before you go and you give your life to him and your time to him and you get to know him. He wants you to come to him with your mess, and he wants to be able to work that mess out for you and through you so that you can know that it wasn't just on your own strength that you were changed and you were delivered, but he delivered you. I'm gonna find scripture to help make my points, because I find it important for us to use scripture to solidify the advice that people are given, right? Like, a lot of people have opinions, and then you have those people that want to help you and they want to provide scripture so that you can actually go back and find out for yourself, because God works in mysterious ways. One of the scriptures I want to share with you is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, and it says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." God is saying, you're gonna come to me weary and you're gonna come to me with your burdens, but guess what? I will give you rest. He didn't say, come to me when you're peaceful. Come to me when everything is good and I'll give you some help. No, he said, come to me when you are weary and when you are burdened, and I will give you rest. That means that he wants to be the one to provide that peace for you when you don't feel peace. Amen. He doesn't want you to have it all together first. Another one that God says is James. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 6 through 8, it says, "Submit yourselves then to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. If you submit yourself to God, by submitting yourself to God, the devil has no choice but to already flee from you because you have given yourself and your attention and your time to God. The devil has to flee. Then it says in James chapter 4, verse 8, it says, come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, for you are double-minded. God is saying, listen, once you come near to me, I'm going to come near to you. A lot of people think that God is just going to show up in our lives like, hey, and especially if we didn't even invite him. No. The word says you have to come near to him. That's why a lot of the times when we read the word, it says, seek me and ye shall find. Seek me, look for me, submit to me. That means you have to be willing to go near to Christ, to go after him, and therefore he will come near to you. Amen. Once he comes near to you, he will purify your heart and he will help your double-mindedness. Amen. So I said all of that before I even gave y'all the topic of this episode, but clearly y'all see where the topic is going, right? How can you get closer to God for yourself? Not looking at man, not looking at your pastor, not looking at your church. How could you go home and get closer to God? The first way you can get closer to God is by reading your Bible. Reading your Bible is the quickest way, not even the quickest way, but the best way to get to know God for who he is, to see who he has been to others and what he says about you. You can get a physical Bible. I've gotten this Bible. Ooh, and I have some books to share with y'all too. Ooh. But this is the Bible that I have. You see what my dog did? Very disrespectful, but it's called the Life Application Study Bible. And this one is more so if you've already been reading your word and you want to study deeper. This Bible is amazing because I'll show a video if you can see, but they have little words and they have little paragraphs that explains each and every scripture question that you may have, and it breaks down the word for you. So, for example, I'm currently speaking about, you can go and you can start wherever you like. When I was first reading the Bible, I went from Genesis because I really just wanted to start from the beginning. And I kind of blame my OCD too, because I was like, well, I don't want to learn about this person until I know about this person. So I've gotten out of that and started skipping around the Bible more. But I started at Genesis and I just read straight through. Did I start at King James Version? King James Version is the version that most churches follow. It basically speaks in a way where it probably would be difficult for you if you were not raised in church or didn't hear it all your life. I say this because you should download the Bible app. The Bible app not only is an amazing app to start getting into your word, they have over 3,000 versions of the Bible that you can read. So if you want to read a Bible that still says Yahweh in it, you can read the scripture version. If you want to read a Bible that breaks it down, like you and your homegirl are speaking about a story that time that happened, you want to read the message version. If you want to hear it in a way where it's just, it breaks down the word in a better understanding way, but it's close to the scripture as King James Version, you want to read the New Living Translation or the New International Version. Okay, so there's any versions that you want to read it, however it makes sense to you. Another thing that this app does that really helped me get into my word, because I used to get discouraged as to the names. There's a lot of names, especially in the Old Testament, that are probably very difficult to pronounce if you are not familiar with them. So what I did is I had the Bible app read to me. Like, you go on your Bible app, and you get to a certain translation, and it will read to you.
At 33, how wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony.
Okay, you can drive to the grocery store, you can listen to it during the gym, there's so many ways to just get into your word, but I'm telling you, once you start to read the word for yourself, and you see who God is, and you see how them Israelites, and you see how the children of Israel treated God after he kept blessing them. They kept doubting him. Their faith wasn't strong. Their faith was never strong, even after he saved them from captivity in Egypt. You see, you'll be able to speak about God in a whole new way because it becomes more personal. You know what he's done. You know who he is instead of just hearing it from somebody else. I was just super proud of myself when I got through you know, the first book in the Bible, which is Genesis. I was like, wow, I really read the whole Bible. You know, like, not the whole Bible. I'm like, I really read the whole thing of Genesis. Like, look at me. Like, so you'll feel closer to God. You'll be proud of yourself. And you'll just know the word for yourself. There comes a time when you need to have the word for yourself. You can't depend on somebody else to get you through. So that would be my first step to really get you a Bible, whether it's a physical Bible. I love my physical Bible because I can highlight it and I like to write notes. But you can get your virtual Bible on your iPad, your Android, your Apple, whatever. Whatever. It's there for you and it's free. Okay? Once you've done that, once you've gotten your Bible and you're getting into your word, you need to find your secret place and you need to begin to talk to God. Number two, find your secret place and begin to talk to God. In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 6, it says, I'm actually going to start at 5. And it says, teaching about prayer and fasting. This is Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. So 5 through 6. And it says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on the street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get. Verse 6, it says, but when you pray, go away by yourself. Shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you. So what this is saying to me is that when you want to show off that you're reading your word and show off that you love God, and some of these influences want to feel like, yeah, look how much I love God. I'm putting other brothers and sisters down because you're not following the scripture. I'm doing what I have to do and you're not. God is saying, Jesus is saying, that is going to be their only reward. Their only reward is going to be those likes and those views that they're getting from making themselves look so grand in the face of people, in the face of man. But what Jesus is saying that is when you get to your secret place, is when you go away by yourself and you shut the door, that means no one else has access to this place, and you begin to pray, then the Lord who sees everything, because he sees it whether you put it on Facebook or Instagram or not. Jesus sees it. Other people might not see it, but Jesus sees it, right? That's when he will reward you. So there comes a time where you want to get into a secret place, just you and God. You can't bring your pastor. You can't bring your first lady. You can't bring your church. It has to be you and God. And that is the reward that you need to care about. Not the reward of this world, not views, not likes, not people saying, oh, Sister Ashley is really doing what she got to do. No, 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 no. The reward that you want to get is Jesus and God saying, well done. That's the reward you want. You want to hear God say, well done. That is the reward that we should be worried about. So you want to get into your secret place and you want to begin to pray and you want to begin to talk and you want to begin to spend genuine time with God. And this is how I usually do my Bible studies. First, I put on some worship music, maybe an instrumental that I find online. You know, the instrumentals that are like the worship holy instrumentals on YouTube, they're sometimes like 6 hours long. You don't even have to touch it. Just let it play on your speaker. Once I have my instrumental, I like to pray, invite God in. You want to ask God to help you understand the word if you're reading your word, or you want to ask God for understanding and wisdom to be able to discern what he's telling you. You want to ask God to speak to you clearly, take away the noise, take away the clutter, and you want to worship him. You want to say, thank you, God, for even if something is not going the way that I want it to, thank you, God, for even waking me up this morning and giving me the chance to say thank you, giving me the ability to pray right now in the name of Jesus. And you want to declare all of those things that you were asking for, all of those things that you were believing for, you want to say in the name of Jesus, because when you speak the name of Jesus, things must happen, right? That is how you want to get closer to God. You don't want to get closer to God by posting the most TikToks about God or posting about what people are doing that is not of God. No, you want to worry about you in your secret place, and you want to build your faith in private, just like the word says. So one, get a Bible and get into your word. It doesn't matter where you start. It doesn't matter what version of the Bible you read. Just get into your word. Two, you want to find your secret place and begin to talk and spend time with God Okay, do not leave God to be last on your list. He needs to be first priority. And that reminds me of my favorite scripture, Proverbs 3:6. Seek his will in all that you do, and he will show you the path to take. Number three, you want to read and you want to study and you want to fill yourself up with more information and knowledge that will help you get closer to God, right? For the Bible says that many of my people perish from lack of knowledge. So basically he's saying people are destroyed because they don't want the knowledge of me. They don't want to know more about me. And that is going to ultimately destroy them and lead them away from God and lead them astray. So what do I mean by knowledge? Yes, you can receive the most knowledge from the Bible, right? If you want biblical knowledge, if you want spiritual guidance, the Bible is what I would recommend. There are certain books that I've read that really helped me learn more about my spirituality and some of the things that I was struggling with. And the first book I want to introduce is my girl, Juanita Bynum. And her book is called No More Sheets. This book really described how when you have sex with multiple people that are not your wife or not your husband, you form marriages with them in the spiritual realm. You form what they call soul ties. So this book really helped me a lot, and I recommend it 10 times. The second book that's been helping me right now get closer to God is this book called Deliverance from Demonic Covenants and Curses, and is by Reverend James A. Solomon. And my our favorite prophetess, Tiffany Montgomery, she introduced us to this book and we read it. And I'm telling you, some of the things in this book, I had no idea. This stuff right here. Now, this is for my saints that's really ready, okay? You may not understand it if you're still thinking carnally, if you still haven't realized that we don't battle against flesh and blood, but we battle against spirits. This book helped me because, you know, I'm Haitian, and a lot of my ancestors, you can say, have, you know, dibbled and dabbled in voodoo, and they don't see anything wrong with it, and who am I to judge? But when your bloodline accesses or introduces certain things, is whether you like it or not, that's your same blood, it's on your life as well. So if one of my grandfathers or one of my cousins or one of my great aunts went before an altar and pledged themselves to a deity or pledged themselves to a spirit that's not the Holy Spirit, that has access to the entire bloodline. And sometimes it trickles down from generation to generation because they have given access to the devil, or they have given access to these spirits to have generational curses, and they have made covenants, y'all. And this book showed me that you have to break those contracts in the mighty name of Jesus every single day if you have to, because what we don't know is that what other people do in our bloodline, you think that it doesn't matter because it's not you, but if it's your blood and if it runs in your veins, it's gonna affect you as well. I highly recommend this as well. Another book that I've read, and this helped me when it comes to wanting a spouse that is your kingdom spouse. When you're in the process of just waiting for that man of God or that woman of God, when you're waiting for that person that God has blessed you with, this is a good book to read. It's called The Man God Has For You. And this, of course, was intended for women. And it's by Stephen Lebussier. I hope I'm saying his name right. He has this book called The Man God Has For You, 7 Traits to Help You Determine Your Life Partner. Now, of course, these are opinion books, and he really doesn't provide much scripture for this, but it makes sense, okay? This was a beautiful book to read. I read it maybe twice, and it helped me, especially when he has this part called Connection Versus Chemistry. And he says, I'm just going to say a little bit of it. It says, now, do not confuse connection with chemistry. When I speak to people, they will claim to have a great connection. I will ask what they mean by this, and they follow up with stating getting along, liking the same things, or sharing common interests and passions, all of which are great. However, that does not mean that there is a deep and genuine connection. Most times, it is just a part of chemistry between two people. So this book is nice. So those books are what's helping me right now. You could go ahead if you want. You can go get those books. Of course, I'm not getting paid to promote those books, but I feel as though they've helped me in my walk. They can help you in yours. And then lastly, what helped me gain more knowledge is journals. I have so many of these laying around, but just writing what you want God to do, writing what He has done, writing when your prayers have been answered, writing what you're praying for, writing. When you're spending time with God and you're studying, you want to be able to write out what the word meant to you, what you got, what you received from that word, right? So journaling was very important for me as well, because it helps you to reflect, like, wow, look where I was and look where God has me right now. So that's major keys. Those are some of the points. Lastly, number four, you want to surround yourself with other believers. The Bible says that bad company corrupts good habits. It has a scripture that says when you hang out with the wrong people, when you hang out with bad company, it corrupts you. You think that you're shining your light to help them through the darkness, but the whole time their darkness will consume your light, right? So you want to surround yourself, whether it be church, whether it be community, whether it be worship concerts, whether it be church retreats. You want to surround yourself with other believers who are on the same walk with Christ with you, so that it will help strengthen you and keep you encouraged when you feel weak. And like I said, that community can be a virtual community. You can find someone like Tiffany Montgomery. I've seen her in person, but we don't chat it up on the phone, right? But I follow her ministry, Covered by God, and so many people are on this walk with Christ. You can tell that it's good ground because of the fruit that comes from her ministry, right? So if you want to have a virtual community, that's okay. But you want to surround yourself with believers, and you want to make sure that if you are dating or something like that, you are staying away from non-believers. I'm telling you, non-believers are getting a little slick, y'all. You got those folk that's like, oh yeah, but I love the higher power. I just don't believe that there's really a God, you know, but I know there's a higher power. You don't want to be around those. Those are what we call lukewarm, and it will only distract you and take you away from the true and living Christ, Yahshua, okay? You want to be connected with strong believers. Strong believers that will help your faith get stronger, okay? So those are just the ways that I got closer to God. You may have your own ways. I'm praying that you even find your own ways. This is what getting closer to God is all about. There's no right way, but there is a wrong way. But there's no perfect way to get closer to God. But these are some of the things that I did, and it helped me build my own personal relationship with God. And it's felt so amazing to be able to have that sort of relationship with Him for myself. And nobody had to force me to do it. Nobody had to beat me on the top of my head with the Bible to get me to read it, okay? I made the conscious decision to say, Lord, I want to get to know you. And He revealed Himself to me. So I hope that on your journey, you can be able to use some of these steps, maybe create steps of your own. And I pray that God speaks directly to you with whatever is concerning you, whatever is your burden. I pray that God helps you through that. And I know that He's going to speak through you, because once you seek Him, He will find you. Amen. So thank you. That's it. So thank you so much for watching another episode of Black Girl from Brick City. This is episode 29. I'm excited to see what the week has in store for you. So until next week, I love you guys so much. Thanks for rocking with me. I gotta peek through the window. Black girl, gotta watch what I mentioned. Black girl, you know what I've been through. Dark skin, got them feeling so fearful. Got them feeling so fearful. Got them feeling so fearful.